Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Construction Influencer Podcast, the podcast where leadership is lived and not just learned. I'm Nicole Miller, your guide on this journey to uncover the most inspiring and transformative leadership stories. Every episode, we dive deep into the hearts and the minds of today's most influential leaders, from the boardroom to the battlefield, the classroom to the community. We're here to discover not just what makes a leader, but what makes a legacy. Get ready for unfiltered conversations, behind-the-scenes insights, and personal stories of triumph and adversity. We will explore the pivotal moments that define a leader and the lessons that have propelled them to the forefront of their fields. Join us as we embark on this journey of discovery and inspiration. I am super excited to finally have you here.
Yes.
We've only been talking about it since November.
Yep. Very true.
I've listened to you speak in, you know, obviously we get to talk every week, often throughout the week. And so I get to hear a lot about your story and kind of where you come from and how our CSCM was founded, where it came from. But our listeners don't know any of that. So I would love for you, Bill, to just take a minute and talk to us about, it's going to be twofold. I would love for you to talk about where you came from before you started RCSCM, and then how did you transition into your own company, CEO of RCSCM?
All right. Well, I spent my first 12 years of my adult life in the Air Force, active duty. And while active duty, I was a construction manager after being an air traffic controller the first couple of years. Once I got out, I was able to accept a job to build two roller coasters for Universal Studios over in Singapore. But unfortunately, after about a month, it did not work out. And so I teamed up with an existing general contractor that was working for the government and started working with those guys. And from there, I moved around. And in about 2012, I landed with a global consulting firm doing project management, construction management as an owner's rep. And 2015, I just decided that, you know, no place was going to satisfy me more than me being my own boss. And so 2015, I ventured off on my own. I started off as Rupert Services. And from there, it's been nothing but growth. In 2009, rebranded to Rupert Construction Services, which is RCS. With the intent of expanding into the general construction world, but COVID hit. And so we took a step back and continued to focus on our core business, which was construction management. Over time, I ended up meeting Dave Hellman, who's my partner. He started his business in 2014. So we're about the same age in business. But the great thing about Dave is that he's managed project types that I have not. And so we really complemented our portfolios. So in 2022, RCSCM was formed. And here we are today.
You make it sound so, you know, flawless and, you know, so nonchalant about it. I want to back into first, thank you for your service. I know that there's a lot of people that listen to this podcast that are also that come from a military background. So thank you for your service. But I want to spend a second there because I think that there's a mentality that is adopted from people that are in the military. And I would love to hear from you how and what you learned from the military you were able to execute into your profession as a CEO. Like, how did that help you?
Yeah. So for me in the military, you know, we were blessed to be able to work with so many different people from so many different cultures. I worked in a number of different countries. So the ability to work with so many different personalities has really allowed me to be a leader and to help folks grow within by trying to get the best out of them. Mm. And so I saw an opportunity. And so, you know, initially when I started the business, I wasn't sure how big I was going to go, right? So initially I was a one-man show. And then afterwards, I just knew that I had much more to give. And so from there, you know, with trial and errors, you know, and a lot of lessons learned. We're continuing to move forward and grow larger and larger. So,
well, so let's talk about some of those trials and errors and the tests, like walking through fire and all of that stuff that comes along with owning a business and being a CEO, a president, the leader, right? The fearless one that we all follow. Explain some of the hurdles that you have overcome.
I think my biggest hurdle as a business owner is dealing with bad contractors or dealing with bad clients, right? It's really an understanding of who you are working with and are they a good fit for your culture and your morals and the way you do business, right? So there's a truth to having a bad client. You know, there's a time and place when you need to fire a client, which I have done. And then there's other opportunities on the other side of the spectrum where you have amazing clients that I'll do anything for, right? And so I'm looking for those clients that I can really grow with them and continue to just support them to that extra level because they are that great client that we're all hoping to have, right? So,
yeah,
you know, the burden of being responsible for employees has been a growth process. Systems and processes are always fluid. Become more efficient and lean. And with the military, the good thing is we've always learned to adapt and overcome no matter what the hurdle is. We knew we were going to get the job done. And so it's just a matter of just staying focused, understanding that, you know, we'll get through it as hard as it may be, but we will get through it. There's nothing that we can't overcome, you know, with effort.
Adapt and overcome. That just landed with me. I think it's very powerful. I think it sounds simple. I think, yeah, well, you know, just kind of get over it type of mentality, right? Some of us have that mentality and we're able to just adapt and move forward, but not everybody is like that. There might be some listeners that are like, how do you just adapt and overcome? How do you just adapt and overcome?
Yeah. And for us, you know, because of our business and the changes in the market, the changes in the world with COVID and everything, it's, you know, we're always being agile and moving around and really understanding where we could add the most value. And so we're not so set into one clientele type. We don't necessarily operate in a rigid format. It's more of there's always room for improvement. So we're always open to, you know, team members chiming in and providing feedback of, hey, we could do this a little bit better, or we could do this a little bit better. These are the good clients more so than these clients. And so it's just, we're very open-minded and very flexible as a team to figure out what's best for us, but also what's best for our clients.
Yeah. So speaking of clients, and this is something that I love to be able to support you with business development and with marketing, because some of the projects that you have are phenomenal. And we haven't truly been able to tell our story yet and to really dial people into the types of projects that RCSCM works on. So this is your platform. Let's talk about some of the most amazing projects that you think represent RCSCM the best, or just projects that you're really, really proud of.
So for me personally, Fear of God has been one of our greatest clients and one of the clients that we really enjoy working with, you know, managing their corporate spaces, managing their operational facilities, managing ownership's luxury home remodel. That's been incredible. Pulte Homes is also one of our key clients where we help manage all of their commercial components within their communities and for the ground up clubhouses and amenities for the community to enjoy. So we have a number of those projects that are going on that are exciting. We're working at Knott's Berry Farm right now, working on a project that we're pretty excited about. That client is looking at taking us to other amusement parks to do other work. So we're excited about those opportunities. We're also working with Michelin star chefs building restaurants for those folks. We also have managed like Fogo de Chao's. We manage a lot of Raising Cane's. We do a lot of homeowners association type work. We specialize in managing construction defect lawsuit type work. We have an SB 326 team that goes out and does the inspections, provides the reports, and can help with facilitating any kind of repairs that may need to be done. So we pretty much touch any industry of construction. And so that's been one of the greatest values of Dave and I coming together, is that there isn't really a project type that we can't touch. Right?
Yeah.
And we're able to bring our lessons learned from all the different types of projects into any one project. Whereas there's a lot of our competitors that are really specialized in a certain type of project. And so they are limited, right? So one of the areas that we've seen an opportunity for, and we're really growing in, is the HOA world, for example.
Yeah.
A lot of those construction management companies only do HOA work, whereas we have relationships out of the HOA work. So we're able to bring in new contractors, new partners, and new opportunities for the clients to work with different vendors than they've worked with over the past, you know, however many years.
Yeah. I think there's a distinction for RCSCM, is that there is such a vast and broad range of experience. Just like you said, it's not just a couple of sectors that are the niche type of thing, but the experience that you and Dave bring to the table from your past and even from what you've worked on just as RCSCM, it's vast. And so we're able to understand all types of different projects. Is there anything else that sets RCSCM aside from the rest?
You know, our means and methods, our processes, our communication with our clients is second to none, right? So that's where we think we help the client the most, is that our communication, our ability to educate the client on what we're doing, why we're doing it, how we're adding value, how we are a true representative of them and watching out for the best interest. But we also use, you know, cloud-based software, where a lot of construction management firms don't use. We use Procore. It allows our clients to have information anytime that they want, right? They can have it on the mobile device, they can have it on the computer, but also the construction team, the overall group, has the right information all the time. Typically, Procore is used for general contractors, but in our perspective is that when the general contractor owns Procore, the owner only has exposure to what the general contractor wants the owner to have. Whereas now that we own the information, the owner has visibility of all that information. So those are the two main key things is, you know, we're a very, I want to say we're a high-end boutique construction management firm, right? And so we're really focused on quality, customer service, communication, and really just being as efficient and streamlined as we possibly can to, you know, succeed, but also save as much money as we can for our clients.
Yeah, absolutely. The collaboration part of it for everybody involved, all the key stakeholders, is such an important component. And I do believe that that is one thing that sets us aside. I want to back into just for a moment the partnership with you and Dave. I've had conversations with other CEOs and their partners in terms of when they decided to be a partner with each other and how did they know that it was the right fit and what has the impact been to the business. So I'd like to hear from you. How do you know when a partnership fits?
Honestly, you don't until you take a chance, right? And so for me and Dave, Dave and I were actually going after the same RFP. We were trying to be a sub-consultant to Dave's company, thinking that he was much larger and vice versa for Dave. And from that initial interaction, I started doing some research on Dave and his company and the type of projects that he had. And so a couple months later, after that initial conversation, we went to lunch and we just started talking about, you know, our families and what we want to do and so forth. And what came out of that is that, you know, Dave really wants to do the portions of the business that I want to get out of today, right? So
yeah.
I'm the visionary. I'm the big picture individual. I'm looking at, you know, bringing in the clients, building the business, really taking us to the next level, whereas he wants to be more of the operations. And so we really complemented one another from that respect. At the same time, we both wanted to grow our companies, but not, you know, lose our valuable time with our family, right? We didn't want to when I worked for others, I worked so many hours for somebody else's benefit, and I lost that time with my family. And so being a business owner, one of the things I've always told myself is that I would never sacrifice my family in order to grow my business. And so for me, in order to grow my business, I accepted the fact that I needed to bring on a partner. And, you know, the timing of meeting Dave and going through that was very similar for him as well. And it's been really a great blessing. The transformation of me getting out of the day-to-day project stuff has been slower than I would have hoped, but
getting there.
But that is okay.
It is getting
there. We're in the process of doing that. And Dave will start taking a step up to be more of the COO. And so we're really excited about, you know, what the future has and how does that transition really happen, and then really get to experience the true value of the partnership once those roles are really fulfilled.
Yeah. Well, I'm just working with both of you. I know that there's that dance between, because you understand operations, but you also understand that's not what you want to be in, right?
Yep.
And the dance between the two of you is so beautiful because he is so strong in that component of the business. And then, like you said, you are the visionary. You are truly the CEO and you're able to create the vision for what's next. So let's talk about that. What's next for RCSCM?
Well, you know, what we've learned over the last couple of years is that, you know, the sweet spot for construction management support for clients is really when you have a very complex project, regardless of the value, but also from a dollar value on a less complex project, you know, a sweet spot is like $500,000 or more. And so what we like to try to do is we like to try to show our clients how we can save them money that's either more or equivalent to what our fees are. And we start really seeing that with projects at like $500,000 or more. And so with that in mind, we don't want to lose the work for the projects that are less than $500,000. And so what we have decided is we're going to be launching a boutique general contractor tenant improvement project here in Q3. We're really excited about that. We actually already have, you know, a little bit of work happening in the background in the meantime. But we're really looking forward to being able to offer, you know, our clients alternative options, you know, depending on what's best for the project and what's best for them.
Yeah. So listeners, you just heard RCSCM is expanding not only in from construction management services, owner representation, but also being able to support with general contracting. So it is basically a one-stop type of a deal. If you know Bill or if you know Dave or me or Heather or anybody, you know, Bill, our project manager, we're able to kind of look at the business and decide and pivot, right, accordingly. So if it makes sense for the client for us to be construction management, we get to handle that part of it. If it makes sense for the client for us to be general contractor, we get to handle that. So that, I mean, you said it again, you're so like nonchalant about the things that you say, but it is super exciting. And I know it took a lot of work to be able to take that step and maybe even a little bit scary. Are you scared at all?
Absolutely. You know, and Dave and I have brought on a third partner for that venture. And so, you know, we don't want to lose focus on our construction management business. And so we saw a need for a third partner to help with the operations of the general construction business. And so it's really falling into place quite nicely. We also understand that any projects that we provide general construction for, we're not, of course, doing construction management. Also, when we are the general construction, there is an opportunity for us to do some pre-construction services similar to what they have got from the CM role, but in a way that it's still protecting the client the best we possibly can before we go into the actual construction. So there's definitely fear, but I'm really confident that it's going to be very receptive out there in the market. We also have something else in the works behind that. So once that's up and running and flowing well, we have something else following that one. So we have a lot going on and upcoming that we're really excited about that we hope folks follow us and see what's happening.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we're very blessed. We're working well together. We have a great team, you know, including yourself. And yeah, we're looking for those next team members to continue to grow the business and to really be able to, provide that high quality of service that we represent.
As you're talking, the last 20 minutes and 21 seconds, I'm hearing you talk about, you know, next level type of stuff, scaling. You're talking about partnership. We kicked it off with your military background. You talked about your family and, you know, being your own boss so that you are able to spend time with your family. And as you're talking, I can't help but ask you, like, what are you doing all of this for? What is the legacy that you're looking to leave behind?
My main goal is how can I better others and how can I serve others, right? And so my hope is that for me, I'm showing my kids what the rewards are for hard work is. You know, I want to help my employees grow and become something better than they are today, right? There's always room for improvement. I always want to challenge myself. So I'm a entrepreneur 100%. I'm always thinking big and thinking about opportunities and what really looks, you know, like an opportunity for us to consider. But just, you know, be that high quality individual and really exasperate my core values with is like integrity. And you know, I really revert back to the core values of the Air Force, right? It's service before self. It's excellence in all we do. And so it's just that means that, you know, I see a need out there. I think we can excel at that need and do very well. And so that's our goal, right? Is to achieve that and to just make the impact not only on our clients, but also our team, but also for me personally, and I know Dave is the same, is to show our kids that, you know, what hard work can do, because Dave's got three young boys. And so he's leading by example as well. So pretty excited. My daughter just got accepted into the landscape architectural program at UC Davis. So
congratulations.
Introduce her into this world. I don't know if she'll like love me or hate me later on in life, but we're very excited for her. And who knows where she may play in the business in the future and where my son may play. And same with Dave's.
Well, you are a remarkable person, and it really is a privilege to get to work with you every single day and to support your business. I, you know, every time I get a chance to talk about you personally, it's a blessing to have landed where I've landed. So thank you, first of all, for that. And second of all, thank you for being here and sharing your story and a little bit about RCSCM. People are definitely going to want to find you. So where do they find you?
They can find me on LinkedIn. They can email me. They can call me, whatever. LinkedIn is probably the easiest right now. I'm excited and I'm here for, you know, however I can help. I'm here to educate clients of what it is we really do. I really love talking about what we do. I really have a passion for what we do. And last year I got to do some talking events, which I was really excited about. And so I hope there's more of that in the horizon, as well as, you know, more of the podcasts and virtual videos where, as you know, I'm not very comfortable, but I'm trying to break out of my shell.
Which is craziness. So, it is so crazy because I know, and I don't know if this part will make it into the podcast or not, but I think it is hilarious that you have this conversation that you are not comfortable with this, because you are such a natural and you can tell that you're very passionate about what you do. And the conversation, like, you just need to bust it up and have it go away, because you belong on stuff like this. You belong educating our clients, our prospects, people that are, you know, trying to figure it out how to make construction work in their lives. Like, you belong here. So that conversation out the window.
thank you. So yes, that is where I'm trying to become more and more agile, right? And that flexibility where it's sort of been on the back burner. You know, that's my biggest fear, right, is being on camera. So trying to get over that fear has been huge for me over the last 6 months, thanks to you. And so I'm excited to see what's in store in the future with regards to that as well.
Yeah. You do such a great job. Bill, thank you so much for being here. It was a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. Hey, make sure that you subscribe to the Construction Influencer Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode of Leadership in Action. Here's to leading with purpose and inspiring the next generation. Thank you so much for listening, and let the journey begin.